Saturday, August 16th. I can't believe Chloe and Zoe are already packed. I haven't even started yet. My only hope is that there is something perfect for my trip to Paris in the Mount Everest of dirty clothes piled on my bed. Yes, I know I'm supposed to leave for Paris in 24 hours, but I still need to do several gigantic loads of laundry before I can even think about packing. OMG, I'm so disgusted with my mom. She's been no help whatsoever. She said if I am old enough to cross the Atlantic Ocean without her, I'm old enough to pour laundry detergent into a washing machine. So I was super happy when Chloe and Zoe volunteered to come over and help me do my laundry and pack. They're the best friends ever. I ran down to the kitchen to grab some snacks while they got started. And when I returned with chips, dip, and sodas, they were both frantically digging through my closet. Nikki, I thought you kept your stage costume in your closet. We can't find it. We've looked everywhere, and it's not in here. You already packed it, right, Nikki? Obviously, my BFFs had just overlooked it or something. I specifically remember keeping my costume hidden from Brianna in the back of my closet until that day I... OMG, what have I done? I was so upset and angry at myself, I wanted to just scream! What was I thinking? I didn't have a choice but to tell my BFFs the awful truth. Chloe and Zoe, I have terrible news, I groaned. You're not gonna believe this. They both plopped on top of my bed and eagerly helped themselves to the snacks. Let me guess, Zoe said as she took a sip of soda. You lost your luggage and it's somewhere buried in this pile of dirty clothes? I just rolled my eyes. Very funny. No, Chloe giggled as she stuffed her face with chips. Your dog, Daisy, disappeared 3 days ago, and you think she might be lost somewhere in this pile of clothes? This is no time for jokes, I complained. I'm very serious. Okay, sorry, Zoe said, trying to keep a straight face. It's Brianna who's missing and lost in this huge pile of dirty clothes. Have you filed a missing person report yet? My BFFs laughed and gave each other a high five. That's when I practically yelled at them. You're not going to believe this, but my stage costume isn't in the closet. It's, missing. Guys, I'm in really big trouble. Chloe and Zoe just stared at me with their mouths dangling open. Your costume is missing? And buried somewhere in this huge pile of dirty clothes? Chloe asked, totally confused. Are you serious? Well, can't we just dig it out? Zoe reasoned. It's gotta be in there somewhere. No, you don't understand. Brianna made a joke about me almost falling off stage, and I got really mad. So I tossed my costume. Into the pile of dirty clothes? Chloe and Zoe asked in unison. No, I shrieked. I took a deep breath and tried to compose myself. I'm really embarrassed to admit this, but I kind of threw it away in the, garbage bin in the garage. Garbage bin? They gasped. Okay, wait a minute. You had a hissy fit and meltdown about a little joke? Chloe began. And threw a one-of-a-kind, expensive designer stage costume in the trash? Zoe finished. Unfortunately, I did. I guess I was having a really bad day. Guys, I'm so sorry. Suddenly, my eyes filled up with tears. That's when Chloe and Zoe grabbed me and we did a group hug together. Well, Nikki, if you threw it away, we'll just go down to the garage and get it, Zoe reassured me. Problem solved, Chloe said, flashing jazz hands. I couldn't believe my BFFs were being so supportive. They weren't even mad at me. We were about to rush downstairs to the garage when Chloe stopped and stared out my window. Nikki, your garbage pickup is today, right? She asked, scrunching up her face. I had totally forgotten about that. Actually, it is, I answered. We'd better get down to that garbage bin before it's too late. I have some really bad news, Chloe muttered. I think it might already be too late. Zoe and I ran to the window and peeked out. Then we gasped and stared in disbelief. My BFFs and me watched in horror as a truck dumped my garbage. We pounded on my window and screamed at the tops of our lungs to try to get the driver's attention. Stop! 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 But the truck was making so much noise, roaring, grinding, clanking, and thumping, that he didn't hear us. Come on! We have to try to stop him before it's too late. Run! Zoe shouted as she bolted for the door and bounded down the stairs. Chloe and I followed close behind her. Our street must have been the last stop or something, because by the time we got outside, that garbage truck had completely disappeared. I stumbled out to the bin in shock, muttering to myself, "My costume! My costume! I need my costume for Paris!" I'll admit, I totally lost it. Again! I couldn't believe that hideous monster of a truck had actually eaten my stage costume. Right before my eyes, I was traumatized. For a moment, I thought I had gotten dizzy and blacked out from the anguish of the horrific thing I had just witnessed. But then I realized I was upside down in the bottom of that pitch-dark garbage bin, literally screaming my head off. No! OMG, you have no idea how dark and scary it was inside there. And then I started gagging because I could barely breathe. It was very stinky, too. Like 2-week-old rotten eggs. Only 10 times worse. I was so happy Chloe and Zoe grabbed me by my ankles and pulled me out of that garbage bin. I wanted to give them a big hug for saving my life, but they told me not to touch them because I smelled like rotten eggs. Only 10 times worse. I think they were also a little grossed out because I had green slime in my hair and it was dripping down the side of my face. Ew. But Chloe and Zoe said not to worry because they were going to take care of everything. They explained that my job was to chillax, take a long hot shower to get rid of that awful garbage smell, and start packing for our trip to Paris. I am so lucky to have Chloe and Zoe in my life. Now they just need to find that garbage truck and get my costume back. How hard can that be?